So, Ellen, introduce our guests.
Okay.
Because I don't know them.
You don't?
No, I do.
Sounds like you do.
You got to get out right on the microphone.
Well, there you go. Give us a test, Hannah, so that...
Testing.
No, that's not nearly close enough. You got to get much closer to the microphone.
Hello?
There you go.
Maybe you should lift the mic up a little, so...
There you go.
We're both tall.
You two tall people.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Great.
Okay.
So, Ellen, who are they?
Carlos.
And why are they here?
You don't know, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Hannah Black is here, and Carla Perez-Gallardo.
Yeah.
And they are the chefs and new proprietors of a new restaurant right across the street. No, down the street from us.
Across
on
and
Columbia
up.
Street.
Down and across.
Down and across on the site of Little Debbie's Restaurant, used to be.
Put a little music in the background.
And it has a new name and a new outlook, and we want to hear all about it.
Well, what's the new name?
It's called Lil Deb's Oasis.
And that's based on the former place that was there?
It is. We wanted to pay a little bit of homage to Debbie Fierro. Who has been in business in the place, running it by herself for 22 years. And so our thought was she sort of like gave us the space and gave us the opportunity. She's our landlord and we're paying rent. But we wanted to sort of just remember that space existed before us. Now that we're moving in, a lot of new places are coming in and changing it entirely. And we wanted to sort of just remember there are things before us. And
so there were 23 years of grease on the walls?
Yes. There were. Yes.
That restaurant is quite a landmark.
Really?
And yes, because I was told anyway when I first came here, it wasn't open during the day. It was only open for breakfast because all the guys that were, you know, working nights or coming home from the bar needed breakfast. So did you hear the same story about it?
Yeah, Debbie used to run it 24 hours a day for a while. She was a hustler. So I think part of the relationship is also, I think, we see ourselves in her hard work. She was a single woman doing it. And I don't know if we're single, but we're women doing it. I don't know. There's a long history of firefighters, policemen, local construction workers coming in for breakfast. We're independent, though. I have to.
Let's get back to this. You don't know you're single or not.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
I had to change. You know,
vaguely.
None of y'all's business. But we're very independent.
I see.
Did you hear that, y'all? Y'all.
Oh yes, I believe Miss Black is from Alabama.
That's correct.
And Carla, where are you from?
I'm from Queens, New
Queens.
York. Born
all right.
And raised.
Represent.
However, my background is Ecuadorian and Argentinian.
So those are the influences on your menu, I betcha.
You betcha. Definitely, yeah. I don't know. We're tying a lot of things together in this. We're tying a lot of things together in this new space. I mean, we've been cooking together for 2 years now. And we started cooking on a Vietnamese food truck, which is...
Remember Susan Simon used to always talk about that here. Remember that, Ellen? She was a huge fan of that food truck.
Yeah. In Catskill, was it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's how we met, and the ingredients in Vietnamese food are really fresh, really bright, and I think... A lot of lime juice and coconut. Mint, herbs, yeah. Freshness. So I think like we kind of like met in those terms, and since then have developed a way of cooking together that retains those kind of like intense flavors with the amazing bounty that we have here in the Hudson Valley also. So the herbs are still relevant also.
No limes, though.
No, but
no coconuts.
No, we definitely try and source as locally as possible when it comes to, like, seasonal products, but we also don't want to keep that as, like, a strict sort of rule, you know? So we definitely have plantains and pineapples and things like that that are just sort of, like, our basis for our sort of creative cooking process.
And how
that's okay, too. There's room for everything.
How would you describe the cuisine in general? Latin? Caribbean?
Tropical.
Oh, look, a chorus. Nice. Tropical. What do you think, Ellen? When are you going?
As soon as I can. Sounds delicious.
It's open tonight.
I have to go to a lecture tonight.
Oh, excuse me. What's the lecture on, by the way?
The lecture is about Fred Jones, who was a capitalist who built the railroad that comes through town. No, not
okay. You're okay. That's enough.
Goes across. He ruined everything. What can I tell you? Went across South Bay.
So you're not going to eat dinner at all?
I might eat dinner later.
You can pick something up to go.
How late do you serve?
5 to 10 p.m.
Tuesday. Whoa, 5 to 10?
Really?
Tuesday through Saturday.
Closes at 10, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
And you've been open for about a week now, right?
About a week, yeah.
And how's it going?
It's been good. It's been good. Ebb and flow. It's been like interesting seeing the flow of Hudson. We haven't done a lot of promotion. And yeah, we felt a lot of support from the community. A lot of people came in on Tuesday and last Friday. And a lot of familiar faces and people that, you know, were happy to serve.
It's important to us to be open midweek because, you know, as residents of Hudson, especially like a year ago, it was really hard to find a place to eat dinner on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And so it's important to us to be open Tuesday through Saturday so that sort of there's a place people can go on the regular and to keep our prices at an affordable range so that, you know, you can come and spend $10 and be full or you can spend $20 and be extra full. And so
we've designed the menu so you can come in and get really like a hearty meal on not a lot of money.
But also well-sourced, you know.
What about booze?
It's coming.
It's coming? Okay. Not yet.
Not yet, but we have, like, a you know, large selection of, like, interesting non-alcoholic drinks that, you know, should satisfy you, Tom.
You know me?
Can you can't bring your own, then.
No, that's a bad thing.
You have to have a special license.
Yeah, our license is in process, and it'll jeopardize our license if we
were
to...
Right.
How's it going with your sign? Do you have a sign yet?
No.
I know you were having a little...
We have to talk to the historicals. We're busy.
You didn't go yet?
So
you didn't go before them?
We missed the deadline.
Oh, boy.
But we will. So right now, we don't have a sign, but we have
you have that nice Oasis sign
but
in the window.
But you have the color.
Yeah.
Have you seen the
building? Oh, yes, I have.
Yes, it's like peachy pink.
Fresh.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Fresh. Tropical.
It looks great.
Tropical.
And I think once the Historical Preservation Commission sees the picture of that building, they're going to go with it.
I hope so.
You might bring them a few free samples. That might
Oh, no, Ellen. That's not how the city works.
Oh, I forgot that.
Just because you are always taking free tickets on
Tom
all that stuff.
Is, please. It is not true, folks.
Okay.
I always have to. We have to clarify that every time.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Ellen thinks this is a show about truth-telling. And I see it as a factory of fantasy. Yeah.
Well, did you do a pop-up there earlier or last year or a few months back?
Mm-hmm. I attended many of them, actually.
Last August. Yeah, Tom was a big fan of the
yes,
pop-ups.
I was.
I heard a lot about
Yeah, last August we did... That's how we met Debbie. Our friend Elise McMahon, who is an awesome designer who designed our lights in the restaurant, she had been going to eat at Debbie's for a while, and they started chatting, and she overheard that Debbie was maybe trying to retire, maybe soon. And they just started talking and came up with this plan to do a pop-up. And we were excited about it. So we did 4 Tuesdays in August. And it was really fun. A lot of people came through. We were busy.
It was delicious.
4 days.
Ellen.
Yeah, same style of food.
It was delicious.
Good.
That's my seal of approval.
And definitely, like, speaking of Elise, there's, like, been, like, such a number of, like, people who have helped us. We haven't done this all on ourselves. And it's just been kind of a cool community project for the past month, building it out. A lot of different local artists and builders have helped us to sort of create the space. And, you know, so there's more for that.
There's something that's something that's really important to us, too. Hannah and I are both visual artists, or I guess that's where our, like, creative urge to start cooking came from, or
our background.
They work together. So we really want to have a space that welcomes other artists and creatives to come and collaborate in different ways. We're interested in working with ceramicists and other chefs and other visual artists.
Poets as well.
We design placemats. There's plenty of room within the restaurant format to include people's work. So contact us if you're out there and you want to do something fun together.
Ellen?
Yes?
You can submit some of your poetry.
Please. No, seriously.
What are you whispering over there?
I didn't whisper anything.
Okay. How about your ceramics?
I have no ceramics. That is not where my artistic gifts land.
I know. She's a singer. So when you start entertainment there, put Ellen on your list.
You know, what Hudson needs is a piano bar. And I think maybe the red dot is veering toward that. So, but you could beat them at it.
I don't think there's any room.
I don't know if there's room for a piano, but maybe a little keyboard.
We did have our friend Juan Sanchez play the guitar on the last night of our pop-up, and that was fun.
Juan Sanchez, you know, Ellen, is, of course, a fellow programmer here.
Yes. Yeah, he does a Radio Latino, right?
I did not know.
That's because you never listen to the station.
We had a dessert option that was $5, and you got a tableside serenade from Juan Sanchez.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's very nice.
So we want to do that again eventually.
How about a violin? Violinist
or mariachi band, yes.
Yeah. Mariachi band.
They couldn't fit.
It does
between the temples.
The violinist maybe doesn't fit the theme.
Maybe some tropical violin
or some fiddle. Some fiddle would be good.
A fiddle. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ellen, can you sing Calypso?
No.
That would work.
No, I can't. I can't sing anything anymore. Oh. But this sounds great.
What's the number of Columbia Street again?
747 Columbia
747. That's a great number.
It's a great number. Yeah,
747 Columbia Street, right down the street from us here at the station.
Next to Molino's.
Next to Molino's.
I was gonna say,
yeah. So
right,
you can hop out and, you know, get a quick beer in between courses.
Exactly, yeah.
What else should you tell us? The days are open.
We're open Tuesday through Saturday. 11 to 3 p.m. We're doing smoothies. So, Hudson, if you've been desperate for smoothies and fresh juice, just come by. We have 4 on the menu, and all of our drinks are available also during the day. And then at 5, we open for dinner until 10 p.m.
Okay, so you're closed Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, Sunday we'll be swimming and Monday prepping.
Cool. And where are you swimming?
That's a secret.
Oh, okay. Damn.
And you're planning to serve lunch at some point, right?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Eventually. We'll add that a little later. Right now we're getting into the rhythm of everything, and then as soon as we can, we'll be open for lunch.
So how many full-time people working with you, or is it just you two back there slaving away?
There's a great crew. Yeah, we're working with a lot of our closest friends, which is kind of wild, but so far, so good. We have 3 people working with us in the kitchen. Wow. Everyone's kind of like got a lot going on, so there's a lot of people working a little bit with us and then doing their other projects.
Yeah. We want to be a place where artists can come and work, and, you know, if they need to take some time off, like, we can sort of be, you know, adjusting to that.
Flexible.
Yeah.
Well, it works partly because you have a fairly limited menu, right? I mean, that'd be really hard if it was a full, like, extensive menu and having different people coming in and out.
What's your definition of limited, Tom?
No, I mean, I just meant, you know, it's like, oh boy.
Yeah, backpedal on this one, buddy. We have plenty to offer.
No, I know you do, but I mean, if you have
how many entrees
there
in
you
your
go
menu?
All
like
right,
4, right?
That might be a different question. We have, I don't know, it kind of depends on how you view eating. I think for us, like, it's really fun to eat by eating a bunch of little small things, uh-huh, maybe sharing a larger plate, and our menu is definitely designed for that. We have a bunch of snacks available. We have fresh
salads.
Ceviche every day. We have salads, 2 soups, 1 vegetarian, 1 chicken soup, really good, traditional sancocho. There's a ton going on.
And okay, then we also have 3 plates. We kind of wanted to also have something just like a staple, basic, like almost like a meat and 3 or like a rice and beans, except for we do lentils instead of beans. But we have a chicken plate that comes with rice, really like delicious spiced lentils, and some like sauteed greens, and Northwind Farms chicken. And then we do a fish plate as well, and for $10, vegetarian plate, which is just like a heartier portion of the rice,
cool,
greens, and lentils. So.
There you go, Ellen. Sounds
it
great.
It doesn't sound limited at all.
Also,
no.
Also, a lot of our, mostly, almost all of our things except for the sandwiches are gluten-free. And then
Ellen,
very little dairy, too. So we're very accommodating and flexible to, you know, your dietary.
And that was, none of us have dietary restrictions per se, but very naturally the menu lent itself to that. So we're happy to accommodate and happy to say that a lot of things are dairy-free, vegetarian. Cool. Some are even vegan.
Yeah.
That's Ellen's. Ellen's a vegan, right?
Tom, you've got to stop this.
I thought you were vegan.
I heard you were vegan.
What me?
Oh, you're just vague. A vegan. Sorry. I'll do anything for a laugh. You know that, Ellen. I'm sorry. Especially when, you know.
Ellen's turning her back.
I know. That's not the first
Let
time.
Let it be known to the listening audience.
747 Columbia Street, right here in beautiful downtown Hudson.
Yes. Come visit us tonight.
Deb's Little, is it Little Deb's Oasis or Deb's Little Oasis?
Lil Deb's Oasis. And the reason is that Hannah and I view ourselves as Debbie's Lil Debs.
Yeah.
There was Debbie, and now we're her Lil Debs.
Oh, so you were both debutantes.
And anyone that works with us is a Lil Deb, too.
Were you really?
Of course. I'm from Alabama.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'd like to see those pictures.
I can show them to you.
Anyway, Ellen?
Thank you so much for coming
That's
in.
That's it? You're kicking them out already?
We got to go cook.
No, I know, they have to go cook. Yeah, they got to be ready at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
Thank you That's for having us,
Oh,
Tom
you're
Ellen.
Welcome. It was
Come back anytime. You have news.
When you have news about the place, yeah.
And like the
when
menu you get your, sounds great.
When you get your liquor license.
Yeah, we will.
Visit us at www.littledebsoasis.com.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, great. A website and everything.
Littledebsoasis.com. They have a Facebook page, too, I've seen.
And an Instagram.
And, well, I don't know what that is, but okay. Ellen's more into that stuff. Really? She tweets, she Instagrams, she Snapchats.
Tom, stop it. Stop
and
it.
And I heard, I heard she's on Tinder.
Uh-oh.
I've never even heard of these things.
Okay. We'll show you.
All right, I'm going to leave the studio
okay.
now.
Bye, guys.
Bye, thank you.
Yep. I'll be back.
Can't wait.
Huh.